Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's morning news interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Mark Kay Show.
The first hour of The Mark Kay Show starts now.
All right, so I was going to start the show with a really funny and witty open mic message that somebody left us. However, I don't yet have my open mic messages yet because... Oh, I don't know why. Who was in charge of open mic messages today? Was that you?
I was, yeah.
Was that you?
I wanted to see how you would do without me for 5 seconds of the show.
I thought it was Hannah doing the open mics today. I thought you were doing the joke.
We take turns.
Oh, do you?
We do.
No, Hannah was very busy. She was very. What were you busy doing?
Reading all about Twittergate.
Oh, this is good. This is fun. So Hannah is only here 2 days a week. And when she's
for the Marquee show,
for the Marquee, right? She's here for other stuff. The other rest, other 4.5. Well, today it was only 4.5 days because she. Well, we will get into that later. But anyway, so what we do is whenever she's here, we try to utilize her as much as possible. And we tell her, you know, we give her like busy work. We're like, go find every tweet Trump ever said that was negative about somebody. Mm-hmm. And so today, man, I tell you, these pages, if you're on the stream, you can see it. But if you're listening to the radio, there are like 18 pages of Trump tweets. And she said, what did you say to me? You said the stuff Trump tweeted is in what color?
Highlighted yellow.
Highlighted yellow. So I'm reading through and I see all this highlighted yellow, but then there's a lot of highlighted pink.
Which is just other important stuff.
This is crazy. It's almost. I mean,
and then there's commentary written in pen. Like,
yeah.
OMG.
Like flip notes.
But it's like bright yellow, bright pink. It looks like a unicorn took a leak all over these papers. And I'm like, what is going on here? And then there's full color photos. It's really actually kind of, you're forgiven for not doing the open mics.
Thank you.
Although you should still probably do them before the next break.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get on that. Anyway, but it is big news. Big news for Twitter today because Donald Trump is done. He has taken Twitter to task. Here's what he tweeted out this morning. If I go to page 17 of the booklet Hannah created, President Donald J. Trump this morning tweeted, this will be a big day for social media and fairness in all caps with an exclamation point. This is it, man. Donald Trump is not having it anymore. The fact that he was fact checked by Twitter, and by Twitter, he means CNN and the Washington Post. But the fact that he was fact checked by Twitter after making a claim about, about what could have happened had he not closed the border. I mean, he is done with it. And the Republicans are done with it. Conservatives for years, ever since 2016, have been unfairly treated by the social media hubs in Silicon Valley, by these tycoons. And Donald Trump he's had a couple of people on his side in this. The first was Peter Thiel. I don't know if you remember him now. It's Elon Musk. Elon Musk has been an outspoken advocate on many things that Donald Trump is promoting. For example, the reopening of America, the reopening of the economy. Donald Trump and Elon Musk were kicking it yesterday down at the Space Coast, ready for the launch, which never happened. They're going to be kicking it again on Saturday for the launch that probably won't happen. And then they'll probably be hanging out again Sunday for a launch that may or may not happen because the weather's going to be crappy all weekend long. But they are aligned with a lot of different things. The economy, social media, censorship of conservative viewpoints. And I think that Donald Trump going into the next election is finding a very, very powerful, interesting and influential friend in Elon Musk. But someone else who apparently is on Donald Trump's side, which is a little odd, is CEO of Facebook and founder Mark Zuckerberg. Now, Mark Zuckerberg was interviewed by, I believe, somebody, and they asked him about this Twitter this Twitter fact checking of the president, and was it okay, and should Twitter be doing this? Keep in mind, Twitter just a couple weeks ago was toying around with an idea. They were beta testing an idea where they would get this. They would warn you if they felt your tweet was offensive before you posted it. This was in beta for Twitter. They were warning you. They were basically saying, hey, your tweet, you type something out, you know, Donald Trump is the best president ever, or the Democrats in Congress are horrible people, or Nancy Pelosi is a drunken old weirdo who needs to retire because her state's horrible and she's bringing the country down with her. Oh, whatever you tweet like that. As soon as you hit send, Twitter would stop and they would pause and a pop-up would come up and say, are you sure you want to post this? Some people might find it offensive. So they're basically flagging your speech before you post it and trying to censor you before the words even come out of your mouth or out of your, you know, thumbs in this case. Well, that's how bad it's gotten with Twitter. And Donald Trump's like, this is the end of it. There will be no more censorship. He announced yesterday on the plane. In fact, Kayleigh McEnany, his new press secretary, who we're all big fans of, she went to the press area of Air Force One and announced that the president very soon would be taking action, executive action, on censorship of conservatives in the social media space. And that appears to be happening today, according to this tweet that Donald Trump sent out earlier. It's ironic to me that Donald Trump is tweeting about taking down Twitter on Twitter. He's sending out tweets attacking Twitter, and they can't really do anything about it, because if they do, guess what it does? It proves that they are censoring conservative viewpoints. So it's going to be this is a big war, and this is a big time battle going into 2020, because remember what the argument was after the 2016 election. Remember what the argument was after the 2016 election. The argument was Russian bots, Russian hackers. They went in and they actually tried to subpoena these Russian hackers and charge them with crimes. These are guys living in Russia. They don't care about the American court system. They're not going to extradite themselves. Putin's not going to send his computer experts over here. But that was the whole narrative, man. It is the hackers in Russia. Adam Schiff would tell you for days. Jerry Nadler, these guys are in a factory and they did nothing, but they would disseminate information that would make Hillary Clinton look bad and Donald Trump look good. I got to tell you, Hillary Clinton didn't need any difficulty looking bad. Clearly, Joe Biden is not the victim of hackers. Joe Biden's the victim of Joe Biden. And we've got more on that coming up. But that was the big story. It was social media, the fake news, and Facebook vowed, and Twitter vowed, and Instagram vowed. They all vowed. They all vowed that they would battle fake news. They would battle the bots, and they would start tagging something if it was suspicious. And they would work with Snopes.com, another totally unreputable establishment, just a group of people arbitrarily deciding if something is or is not a conspiracy theory or if there's truth to it. They would get together with other liberal organizations and say, hey, you know what? We're all going to work together to decide what's hate speech, what's not, what's fake news, what's real news. Which, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's like that. You know, that's the inverse of fair and balanced. If you wanted to get some kind of consulate of multiple different opinions, multiple different viewpoints. And Facebook, I remember they had there was a big deal when they accidentally, quote unquote, deleted Diamond and Silk's Facebook page. They invited a bunch of people from both sides of that. They had Glenn Beck go out there. They had Diamond and Silk. They had a couple of other people. They had a whole panel of journalists, both conservative and Democrat. And they tried to come up with some kind of way for their news feed to not be so biased. They had all these people leaking. They had a picture of their board. They had a big chalkboard, remember, in Facebook. And somebody went up there and wrote F Trump on there. And they were like, well, that can't leak out because now people are going to know that we are just a wing of the liberal media. So this is a big deal. And Donald Trump, knowing that there's only 5 months to the election, knowing that Twitter is one of his most valuable resources to get the information directly to the people and to the voters, knowing that social media is pretty much more powerful these days than the actual media. I mean, look, not to brag, but we have videos that we put on Facebook and we put on Instagram and we put on Twitch. And cumulatively, these videos, they get more views over the course of a month than some single episodes of the MSNBC shows that they run at 8 o'clock. That's how powerful social media has become. And Donald Trump knows it. And now he's finally taking action to keep it fair. That's all the Democrats ever want. They just want fairness, right? That's all they want. We just want to be fair. That's not fair. Fairness for everybody. It's not fair that you're rich and they're poor. We need to be fair. It's not fair that you have health care and they don't. We need to be fair. It's not fair that they get to go to college and you don't get to go to college just because you can't afford it. That's not fair. We need to make America fair. Well, guess what? It works both ways. And it's not fair that Democrats get to go on Twitter and say whatever they want. They get to threaten the life of the president or any other political person that they disagree with. It's not fair that every single social media company is run by and for liberals. And it's not fair that conservative voices on pretty much every single social media platform are silenced just because they're conservative. That's not fair. So now Donald Trump is playing the Democrats' own game, but they're not going to like it because And when it comes to fairness, they want everything to be fair except their social media platforms. 855-765-104. We got a lot going on. We have so many clips today. We've got more Biden being Biden. We've got what the bleep. We've got more on this Twitter thing going on. And we have a bunch of your phone calls we have to get to, too. 855-765-1045. And we may or may not have some open mic messages to play here momentarily. Yes? Oh, she's shaking her head.
Yes.
Oh, shaking your head on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, that's much better. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Okay, Obi-Wan never told you. I am your father.
Wow, thank God he kept that secret from me. Thanks, Obi-Wan. I appreciate it. 855-765-101. That's the nicest thing Obi-Wan ever did for me. Keep me in the dark about that. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number. And look, it's a big day for social media. And people, here's the thing. People don't understand, I don't think, how much power social media has. And we were talking about, you know, where social media has come from. The other Josh actually just mentioned something I hadn't thought about in a long time, and that was MySpace, which was really the first big, I would say, well-known social media network. And it was started by a guy named Tom. And Tom he did something genius. When you started on MySpace, he was your first friend. Like on Facebook, when you start, you have to go populate your friends. It's not like Mark Zuckerberg
is
your
friend. Yeah, you got to find him.
Yeah. When you go on Twitter, Jack Dorsey doesn't just automatically, you don't automatically follow him. But Tom said, look, I will be your first friend. And as a result, Tom was the most famous person in the world for a while. This guy had bazillions of friends. And everybody had Tom as their friend. That's how he became popular. The other Josh said Donald Trump should just start his own social media service and he would be your first friend. And that way, no matter who joins, like, I will be your friend. I'm Donald Trump. I'm your friend. We're friends. And that way he would have the most followers than anyone. That's a genius idea.
I mean, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be Donald Trump. Yeah.
And he could, you know, and look,
I would be his friend.
You would be. Well, he would force you.
You wouldn't have a choice.
Yeah.
That was the point. I don't like that. That's like dictator.
You don't even remember MySpace, do you?
I do, too. I had it for like 3 months.
It was a kindergarten project.
I thought you were going to say, well, I had it when I was 3 months old. Yeah.
No, it was in ninth grade, just at the tail end of it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was working as a morning show host in Washington, D.C. when MySpace was huge. And I had maybe like 1,000 people follow me. Well, P. Diddy, or Puff Daddy, whichever, he came into the radio station. We interviewed him, and we got to talking about MySpace because he was one of the biggest names on MySpace. And I said to him something about MySpace. He goes, you on MySpace? And I go, yeah. I go, would you? Why? Do you want to put me in your top eight? He goes, I'll put you in my top eight.
What?
And I go, what? So P. Diddy, literally, like one of his entourage, handed him a phone.
Whoa.
He found my name. He put me in his top eight. And I, like every wannabe DJ and like booty dancer in the world started following me. It was amazing.
Did people think you were a rapper?
I don't know. I was in P. Diddy's top
You're
eight.
Like,
so they thought it was
Dickie.
Something.
DJ OK.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look, Eminem's in P. Diddy's top eight. So I got a ton of followers off of that. But now, MySpace is a thing of the past. But you know what's up and coming? Maybe Donald Trump should switch platforms. And instead of Twitter, he could go to like TikTok. Because that's a big one now.
TikTok's Chinese, though, right?
Oh, yeah, right. It's owned by China.
Yeah, that might be bad optics for him.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Maybe it's his way of infiltrating.
That could be it. There's also a lot of younger people on.
Right.
It's a way to get the younger votes.
Oh, that's true.
Right? Like, if you get the 18-year-olds when they're 18. What else is there? I mean, Facebook. I don't think he's very active on Facebook. Instagram. I'm not really sure.
Tinder. Could you on Tinder?
I don't think Melania would be happy.
I don't think that's his speed. But you know, you never know. He's very inclusive. 855-765-1045. So we're going to look for this announcement sometime today. It was teased yesterday on Air Force One that there will be an executive order. We're going to find out what that executive order is today, according to Donald Trump's tweet. And then he's going to just take action. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. Here's how these all work out. And this is how executive actions or executive orders really work. Donald Trump will come up with an executive order. For example, the last one that made a big splash was when he quote-unquote shut down all immigration from quote-unquote Muslim countries. He listed Iran and Iraq and all the ones where terrorists came from. They just happened to be Muslim countries. People in the media labeled it the Muslim ban and said it was unconstitutional. Well, then there were lawsuits and then there were appeals. It ended up in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court came back and said, ah, you know what? Muslim ban, actually not constitutional. It's within the president's rights to protect the country. And if he wants to put the kibosh on any kind of visas being issued from countries where he feels people could be at risk until we have a better way to vet those people and bring them in safely, then that is well within his right. So now, same thing is going to happen. He is going to announce something today to minimize the bias in social media. He's going to announce something today that is going to attack Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all these other companies that thwart. YouTube is a huge perpetrator of this, that thwart people just because they're on the right side of the aisle. And that's going to lead to lawsuits. And this whole thing is going to end up in the Supreme Court. And no matter what happens in the Supreme Court, a spotlight will be shone on all of the social media networks for the next 5 months. And they are going to be keeping their noses squeaky clean. And I guarantee not one conservative is going to be kicked off of any of these platforms. It's genius politics, if you think about it. 855-765-1045. Quick break. Your phone call's coming up. It's the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
Hey, regarding the Trump booklet that Hannah printed out, is it longer than the Mueller report? And can you shred that? I'm still looking for some more shredding.
Yeah, you know what? That's so funny. We were just, because I was on my TikTok earlier today because we were talking about the social media and stuff like that. And one of the last TikToks we posted was the shredding of the Mueller report. And I turned the shreds of the Mueller report. Do you remember doing that? We took like all 438 pages and we had
it. It was wild. It took the whole show.
It took you 30 minutes. What are you talking about?
The show was
much shorter then.
We thought it was 30 minutes. We thought it was going to take like, we planned it from the beginning of the show till the end, and you literally were done in like 25 minutes.
We started doing math. If you shredded so many pages per second, how long would it take?
Are you sure it didn't take like an hour and a half?
No way.
I feel like it wasn't 30 minutes.
No way. You shredded it pretty good. It took you an hour and a half to make the Markay Show mask out of the t-shirt.
That was so hard.
That's what took you an hour and a half.
But I'm much better at destroying things.
But no, the Trump Twitter, here it is. So, all right. So here's what happens. There's a bunch of tweets about Donald Trump tweeting about Twitter. Twitter has now shown that everything we have been saying about them and their other compatriots is correct. Big action to follow today. This will be a big day for social media and fairness. You know, when Donald Trump starts using big in his tweets, it's a big thing. Strongly regulate. He will close them down. He says they're silencing conservative voices. Republicans feel that social media platforms totally silence conservative voices. We will strongly regulate or close them down before we can ever allow this to happen. We saw what they attempted to do and failed in 2016. We can't let a more sophisticated version of that happen again. You know what's already happening? I'm going to tell you what's already happening. You know what's already happening is now that Donald Trump is attacking the bias in social media and saying that it's not fair, and if you're going to be a media organization and if you're going to allow users to use your platform to spread their messages, you can't be arbitrary in which messages you let to pass through. Now that he's doing that, I guarantee I know how the media is going to handle this. The same way they handle everything else. What they're going to do is they're going to accuse Donald Trump of ignoring coronavirus. They're going to accuse Donald Trump of ignoring coronavirus. They're going to say 100,000 people are now dead from coronavirus. And Donald Trump, instead of attacking the disease, is attacking Twitter. Donald Trump is wasting his time. He's not focused on the right thing. More American deaths. How many more Americans have to die until the president takes this seriously? And I know that they're going to do that because it's exactly what they've been doing for the past 2 months. They did it when there were 1,000 deaths. They did it when there were 5,000. They did it now that there's 100,000. They neglect to tell you that at this point in time, originally, there were supposed to be 2.5 million American deaths, and that nearly 100,000 dead Americans from the coronavirus, while tragic and horrendous to think about, is a huge accomplishment for the United States of America and its leadership, because we mitigated it down from 2.5 million to 100,000. But they still like to use that number to attack the president. And in fact, Anderson Cooper just the other day, I don't know. I don't know how they get away with this. I don't know if they're just not listening to the president. I don't know if they just are they think you're not listening or you're stupid enough to fall for whatever it is they tell you. But Anderson Cooper played a clip of Donald Trump on Memorial, talking about Joe Biden on Memorial Day, the whole thing with the mask. Donald Trump went out with Melania on Memorial Day. They didn't wear masks. Joe Biden went out with Dr. Jill Biden. They wore masks. And the president was asked about it. He had this to say.
Biden can wear a mask, but he was standing outside with his wife, perfect conditions, perfect weather. They're inside, they don't wear masks, and so I thought it was very unusual that he had one on, but I thought that was fine. I wasn't criticizing him at all. Why would I ever do a thing like that?
Okay, so I'd like to play that last part for you again, because this is the important part. He's talking about Joe Biden wearing a mask. Here's what the president says.
But I thought that was fine. I wasn't criticizing him at all. Why would I ever do a thing like that?
But I thought that was fine. I wasn't criticizing him at all. Why would I do a thing that like that? And here is what Anderson Cooper said about Donald Trump's statements.
He once again mocked the man running against him, former Vice President Biden, for wearing a mask in public.
I mean, literally, that was the statement before he played Donald Trump's clip. How do you get Donald Trump mocking Joe Biden for wearing a mask in public? Talk about, I mean, you want to talk about unfairness in the media. Forget social media, the mainstream media, the cable news media. That's where it all, the man literally said, that's fine. I'm not criticizing him. Why would I do that? And the first words out of Anderson Cooper's mouth are, Donald Trump mocked the man he's running against.
He once again mocked the man running against him, former Vice President Biden, for wearing a mask in public.
Maybe they played the wrong, maybe that wasn't the right clip. Maybe somebody at CNN was playing a prank on Anderson Cooper, because this is the clip that they played.
But I thought that was fine. I wasn't criticizing him at all. Why would I ever do a thing like that?
No, see, here's what they're doing. What they're doing is they are trying to take Donald Trump's words and twist them into a narrative, of course, that you want to hear, or that they are, their viewers want to hear. They're preaching to the choir. And that's the problem. They've figured out that they can make a decent living preaching to their choir. There's a big liberal choir out there, and they all go into their little liberal churches, and they sit down and they listen to Anderson Cooper preach horrible things about the president. And they listen to Rachel Maddow preach terrible, horrible things about the president. And they listen to Don Lemon, and they listen to Chris Cuomo, and they listen to everybody, you know, what's his name, on Chris Wallace on Fox News now. I mean, you've got them everywhere, and they're all preaching to the liberal choir. The only issue is that the liberal preachers are preaching to the liberal choir, and the liberal choir, it's a lot smaller than the conservative choir. And the conservative choir, they know the difference between right and wrong. They can listen to Donald Trump's words and understand what he's really saying. And when he says, if Joe Biden wears a mask in public, that's fine. I'm not criticizing him. Why would I ever do that? They would never dream that anybody could try to twist that into something other than what it exactly is. Yet that's what CNN does. I mean, that's their cottage industry. That's all they can get. They know they can't grow anymore. They know no one's going to watch their network more so than they already have. So what are they doing? They are just continuing to get those people that are just wrecked with hatred for the president, those people that are just so ingrained in their enthusiasm for destroying anything that Donald Trump does or touches, those people that are so blinded by the fury that their loss in 2016 has caused, that they're just like, that's our niche. You know, that's our audience. We're just gonna spoon feed them more crud until they, and then they're gonna keep coming back, because they're like Pavlov's dogs. They hear Anderson Cooper's voice and they know he's gonna make fun of Donald Trump. He's going to attack Donald Trump. And when Donald Trump is attacking Twitter, which, let's face it, social media bias is a problem. The coronavirus is a problem. Trade deals with China and other countries are a problem. Threats from Iran are a problem. Our borders are a problem. The economy bouncing back is a problem. The president of the United States is not supposed to ignore every problem but one. The president of the United States is not supposed to focus on one thing. Guys, I don't care who bombs us today. I'm focusing on coronavirus. If they bomb troops in Iran or in the Straits of Hormuz, or I can't deal with it today, folks. Today's coronavirus day. So just put it. That's not how it works. The president has to juggle 92 things at once. The president has to know that, yes, 100,000 people died from coronavirus, but guess what? Conservatives are being silenced on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn, and we've got an election coming up in 5 months, and we need to do something about that. The president needs to know, yes, there's 100,000 people that have now died of coronavirus, but guess what? There's also wars going on, and there's riots now, racially motivated riots in Minneapolis and in Los Angeles due to you know, a more police brutality. There's all kinds of things that are happening. The economy is bouncing back. Okay, great. The Dow's up, but the unemployment rate is still low. Which states are opening? Which states aren't opening? Which states hate their government? Plus, if we want to keep making America great sometime in the middle of all of this, we've also got a campaign for president. We've got to figure out how to do a rally. We've got to figure out how to get support. We've got to figure out how to get donors. Because if we let Joe Biden become president, guess what? He's only going to be focused on one thing at a time because that's all he can focus on. Not because that's what the media is telling him. I mean, the president of the United States has to be the ultimate multitasker. So if the media is upset that Donald Trump is focused on Twitter, or if the media is upset because Donald Trump, they feel, is ignoring the coronavirus crisis, first of all, they're wrong. Second of all, they would never want or stand for a leader who couldn't do more than one thing at once. And Americans should never, ever, ever vote for a leader who can't handle more than one thing at a time. Speaking of Joe Biden not being able to handle things, we've got a treat for you. If you're one of those people that loves Joe Biden gaffes, this is like Christmas Day. It's coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned. More of the Markay Show on the way. 855-765-1045 if you want to get through. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Quarantining people is restricting the movements of the sick. Tyranny is restricting the movements of the healthy people.
Tyranny. I thought that was what Tyra Banks would kneel down on. Her tyrant. Yeah,
tyranny.
855-765-1045. We do have a bunch of people on the line. 855-765-1045. We should probably get to a couple calls before we get into the bevy of Biden clips today that I want to play for you. First up is Bernie in Orange Park. How you doing, Bernie? Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show.
How you doing, Mark? I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely. I appreciate you calling, Bernie. What did you want to say today?
You're so great. My dad was a CPA, so he taught us numbers and breaking things down.
Yeah.
Supposedly, 2 more million people applied for unemployment, which makes it 41 new unemployment claims. But with all these people going back to work, they are not on unemployment anymore. They're paying their income tax and Social Security. So how many of these people are off that 41 million?
Yeah, I don't know. You're not going to hear those numbers. They're going to just keep adding about the new claims. Yeah. That's an old media trick. They've been doing that for years, though, even before the coronavirus crisis. They'll say in a healthy economy, they do that. They say, well, Donald Trump touts his new healthy economy, but there were 5,000 new unemployment cases this month. OK, but 25,000 people came off of unemployment because they got jobs.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with corona. If over 1 million people have gotten the disease and 100,000 are dead, and it has a two-week incubation, how many of those people don't have corona anymore? 800,000?
Yeah. Here's the thing. The interesting thing about the coronavirus testing now is that it should really be less about testing than for the coronavirus and more about the antibodies, because that's going to tell you how many people survived. And if you know how many people survived, you'll get a better idea of the survival rate. You'll know if you can reopen things safely, that kind of thing. It'll tell you if people are really, I believe, dying of the coronavirus, because that's a huge question, too. If somebody has a compromised immune system already because of cancer or because they had a lung transplant or something like that, and they get the coronavirus, did they die of the coronavirus, or did they succumb to cancer, or did they just die of a weakened immune system? And labeling somebody's cause of death, I think, is very, very tricky, because there are a lot of people who will get pneumonia, you know, and they'll say, oh, my uncle died of pneumonia. Really? Well, you know, he had cancer and he was on his last leg and the pneumonia just kind of pushed him over the edge. So there's definitely a lot of things going on with these numbers that you need to look at. Unemployment, the number of deaths, the economy, everything. But the problem is the media, they'll take any story and spin it negatively or spin it toward their media bias. And that's one of the reasons Donald Trump, again, is going to start attacking the social media companies, because they seem to be arbitrarily doing it. And when they fact checked his tweet, that was the final straw. 855-765-1045. Mike in McClenny. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, man, how are you?
Oh, doing really well, Mike. What did you want to say, sir?
Got a good one for you from the supervisor of elections. It says, stay safe, stay home, vote by mail. Please don't delay. Request your vote by mail ballot as soon as you can. And it says, and it's just going out to as P.O. Box to the registered voter at P.O. Box.
Where did you get what county are you in? Are you in
Baker?
Baker County. You got that from Baker County, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Duval County Board of Elections says you can request vote by mail for a specific election or for all elections up through the next two general elections. But, you know, there's a Supreme Court case now in some state where I think, what was it, Pennsylvania? I got to double check. And what happened was they threw it out because they said, look, fear of getting sick is not a justifiable reason to vote by mail. If you are an absentee, if you are laid up at home, if you are high risk, if you are overseas serving your country or unable to come back in time for whatever reason, those are all reasons to vote by mail or to absentee ballot. But being afraid of getting a cold, being afraid of getting a splinter, being afraid of getting coronavirus, not good reasons to request an absentee ballot. And that's not what the absentee ballot program is for. So, I mean, again, these are all going to be heating up. I still believe that most Americans will be voting old school. I believe that most people will get up off their butts. They will drive down to their polling place. They will go to the machine. They will fill out the circles, put the ballot in the machine. They will get their little sticker, and then they will go about their merry way. I believe that will be the case for most Americans. And look, the best way to keep vote for mail from happening is not voting by mail. I mean, here's the thing. If you know people are voting by mail and they're Democrats, let them do it. Let the U.S. Postal Service lose their ballots. No, but when you vote, make sure that your ballot is in that machine. Make sure that it gets counted. Make sure you get that little sticker. Because, yeah, if you put something in the mailbox, it's a 50-50 chance it ever gets to where it's going. It's either getting there or it's not. But if you go out and vote, you know that you are going out to vote. My advice, 855-765-1045. We're going to have hopefully try to get my good buddy Herman Cain. He's been following this whole voter fraud in 2020. We're going to try to get him on sometime, I guess, next week. And we should also get Tommy Lahren back. She's also been talking a lot about this around the country. But it is going to be the big issue going into the election. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kaye Show is on the way. Stay tuned.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kaye Show.
This is the Mark Kaye Show.
This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. Thanks so much for joining us. 855-765-1045 is our number. We've got some What the Bleep coming up here in just a minute. We have to make sure we have enough. We have to go through these in the next break, by the way. Remind me.
Which ones?
The bleeps. Make sure we have enough.
Okay,
of
yeah.
Make sure
all of mine are great.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
We'll check them out the next break. Somebody on the chat remind me next break to go through the bleeps and make sure they're all up to snuff. All right. Speaking of up to snuff, let's talk a little bit about Joe Biden, because Joe Biden, you know, it's now just a daily occurrence and sometimes twice daily that Joe Biden makes some kind of flub or gaffe or has some kind of OMG moment. Over the weekend, it was when he told Charlemagne the God, if you're voting for Trump, you ain't black. And that was a big hoo-ha that had repercussions. And, you know, he still, I don't think, has fully recovered from that, nor probably will he. But there's more. In fact, the other Josh sent this clip to me earlier today, and it really was one of the highlights of my day. It's basically a little round of, did Joe Biden fart live during an interview with the governor of Pennsylvania? And you can hear, listen very carefully. And if you're listening on Alexa, tell Alexa to turn it up a little bit. Right here, I'll do it. Alexa, turn it up, because you're going to want to not miss this. Here it is.
Well, it's about making sure you don't have to cut those teachers and firefighters, police officers, and cut critical health care programs, or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost?
Did you hear it? Did you hear it? This is the big question today on the Internet. This is the news of the day. Did Joe Biden fart?
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So
it's right there when he says bridges. It's like
bridges. So,
yeah. And a couple people have said, oh, it's the chair that's making the noise. He moved. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't see a movement. But that's the chair movement. not any other kind of movie. Anyway, but that's basically one of the big questions of the day. Another question of the day is, when was D-Day? Because Joe Biden, again, seems to be confused about something major in American history. He was doing later in this same interview, I believe, with the governor of Pennsylvania. Here's what Joe Biden said about Delaware separating from Pennsylvania.
Delaware used to be part of Pennsylvania.
That's right. But we declared our independence on December the 7th, by the way. You know, it's not just D-Day anyway.
Right. It's not just D-Day, because D-Day's in June. Not into December 7th was Pearl Harbor Day. That's when Pearl Harbor was attacked by the Japanese. D-Day's June 6th.
1944.
Oh, see, there you go. 1944?
Four.
Perfect.
44.
44. Joe Biden, again, confused about history. But that's not even the worst Joe Bidenism that happened over the last, This next one is my favorite. Joe Biden, we joke a lot about what's going on upstairs, or if there's anything going on upstairs. We joke a lot about why they let him speak extemporaneously, why they let him do interviews, why they don't just keep him to scripted performances. You know, with all these deep fakes going around, I just think they should keep Joe Biden locked up and create a bunch of deep fakes that can speak perfectly, because I think it would be more beneficial to his career. But Joe Biden, in an interview the other day, seemed to get confused about who he was actually running against. Listen carefully. This is from CNBC, I believe. CNBC. Is that right?
I'm not sure.
Okay, good. listen carefully.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Look at my record.
Okay. Let me play that for you one more time. This is a head scratcher for sure. One more time.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Look at my record.
All right. So I guess what he's saying is he is going to beat Joe Biden. Joe Biden is going to lose. And the reason Joe Biden's going to lose is because Joe Biden's record is going to make sure of it.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
When you look at my record, it is so abhorrent and disgusting that nobody's going to want me in the White House. I will beat Joe Biden.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Just look at my record. When you see these interviews, when you see me campaign, when you see me get up on the debate stage with Donald Trump and totally collapse, it's because of me.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
And when Donald Trump is sworn in for a second term as president, know that it had nothing to do with him or his campaign or his policies or his rallies or his keep America great again. No, the reason Donald Trump is going to win in 2020 is because I, Joe Biden, am going to beat Joe Biden.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think he's not wrong. I think he's not. When you look at what he says to Charlemagne the God about if you vote for Trump, you ain't black. When you see the flubs he makes, when you see the things, the interview he had with Mika Brzezinski, where he refused to, where he basically attacked Tara Reid. He said, look, believe all women. He literally said, I believe all women except this one. I truly believe that when it comes down to it, the biggest threat to Joe Biden's presidency is Joe Biden.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045.
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So,
excuse me. we got a bunch more people. This is Heidi in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hi, Heidi. How are you?
Hey, Mark, I'm fine. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're having a blast. We're having a really good... Well, I'm having a good time. I don't know about everyone else.
I love you guys. Listen every morning.
Oh, well, thank you, Heidi. We appreciate it. What's going on in Albuquerque today? What do you want to say?
Oh, well, you know, I am really concerned about this censoring that's going on across social media. It's really disturbing.
About the sunshine?
The censoring.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said the sunshine. I was like, I didn't see the censoring. Yeah, it is. It's been going on for a long time. And now I believe the president understands that going into the next 5 months before the election, it's time to take some action.
I'm glad that he is. I really am, because this is just getting ridiculous. I've had a friend that has been thrown in Facebook jail like 3 times now for, you know, very innocent posts. And now they're flagging her for she can only make so many posts a day now.
Yeah. And there's two real facts. And here's the thing. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, he came out and he kind of tried to play, I think, the good guy.
We have a different policy, I think, than Twitter on this. You know, I just believe strongly that that Facebook shouldn't be the arbiter of truth of everything that people say online. I think in general, private companies probably shouldn't be, or especially these platform companies shouldn't be in the position of doing that.
Oh, but the funny thing about that is that Mark Zuckerberg, as you pointed out, I don't think they do it publicly. I think they do it quietly. Twitter's big problem is that they publicize their censorship. They came out last week or 2 weeks ago and they said they will no longer allow people to post Joe Biden memes. Because there were all these Joe Biden memes about him being an idiot and being there's the one with him and Barack Obama, and he goes, "When I'm president, I'll pardon you, Obama," and Obama says, "You're never being president." You've seen that one. But they're basically literally telling people, "Don't post these memes, we're going to censor you." They're saying we are Big Brother. And I think that's their big problem. I think they should not announce these things. I mean, they shouldn't do it at all. But Zuckerberg and Facebook, they get away with it more because they keep quiet about it. And you only find out about it when somebody leaks it or when somebody, you know, does an investigation into bias with Facebook. YouTube, they also do it. YouTube will strike down tons of people, just demonetize people left, right, and center. They're like, we're already rich enough. We don't need your tainted conservative message money. We'll just demonetize your video. And sure, people can watch it, but neither you nor us will make any money from it. And who's going to suffer? Not us. We're billionaires. You, the little guy, the little conservative voice who's trying to make a living or even just squeak out a side hustle or even make enough to keep his citizen journalist channel going on YouTube is being thwarted. You know, they're just locking the bank and saying, nope, sorry, you can create all the content you want. You will never be a professional content creator. Yet on the other side of the aisle, on the left, I mean, you can say and do whatever you want. Kathy Griffin the other day, comedian, and I use that term loosely, she basically said we should inject air into Donald Trump's bloodstream so it causes him a pulmonary embolism and he dies. And she's still on Twitter. Nothing happened to her. Nothing happened to her at all. She wasn't fact checked. Nobody put a fact check on there saying, well, if you do that, actually, it would be a federal offense. Or if you do that, it would be inaccurate because that doesn't. I mean, there's no fact checking any of the threats from the left. But when the president of the United States tweets out something that could happen if a certain agenda item is not met or a certain criteria aren't met, it's fact checked by CNN and The Washington Post, two organizations who have no business fact checking anybody. I mean, CNN fact checking the president is like me giving somebody hair care tips. It just shouldn't happen. 855-765-1045. Great point, though. Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Got to take a quick break. We've got some What the Bleep on the way. We've got some more of your phone calls. It's the Mark Kay Show. Stay tuned for more on 104.5 WOKV. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. So our resident Trump defender, the other Josh, I'm sorry, our resident Biden defender.
That's me.
The other Josh.
My buddy
said,
Joe.
What is it you said? You think that he's not saying, hold on, here's him saying, I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
And what did you think he said?
I think he's saying, I'm going to be Joe Biden. He's saying, I've had 40 years of being me, Joe Biden. I'm going to continue to be me.
That's dumb because he already is Joe Biden. So why would he say, I'm going to be Joe Biden? You are Joe Biden.
Well, if he wants to say, like, I'm going to just continue to be me, like, I'm going to be what I've represented before, I'm going to continue to do that.
Let me play the whole thing here.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Look at my record.
I hear beat. But maybe that's just...
I heard beat, too.
You heard beat, see?
I also heard Laurel, not Danny. So who knows what it is anymore.
Yeah, I thought the dress was blue and black, but everyone said it was gold and white. So I'm going to be honest with you. Knowing what I know about Joe Biden and the things that he says and does, I kind of feel like it would be more believable for him to say he's going to beat himself.
Yeah, he has plenty of gaffes in the past. This would just be another one on the long list to it. But to me, it just seems like he's saying Biden.
Let me ask you this question.
He is farting.
He is farting.
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So,
okay. I mean, it might be a squishy leather chair. I don't know. But
it was a Zerbert.
It was a Zerbert.
Is that also him being Joe Biden?
Yeah. Is that who's Zerberting him under the?
What's a Zerbert?
You know, like a.
Like a raspberry.
Oh, yeah, raspberry. Like, okay.
When you take your lips and you put
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do,
that's funny.
Hopefully it's not Jill giving him a Zerbert during a live interview.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying. He brought it up. 855-765-1045. I know. I heard beat. You heard beat. We'll see what happens in the end. This is Richard in Arlington. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Richard, do you think he's saying be Joe Biden or beat Joe Biden?
I think whatever he says, he's an idiot.
Okay, that's probably. I think you know what? You probably hit the nail on the head with that one. Nicely done. Hey, what were you calling about, Richard?
Yeah, you were talking about the mail-in ballots, and I do agree that it should only be used for people that seriously need it, disabled, elderly. But if you do in Duval County vote by mail-in ballot, you can go on the Duval County Supervisor of Elections website and actually track your ballot to make sure they received it and that it's counted.
And what if it's not tracked? Will they tell you who it's counted for, though? Because here's the thing. They could change. Yeah. I mean, they could change who gets the vote between the time it leaves your house and it gets to the Board of Elections.
That is true. But like you said, you were saying that your ballot could get lost.
Yeah.
At least you can know that they received it.
And are they okay? But here's the thing. What if your ballot gets tracked? What if you're tracking it and it gets lost? Do you then get to fill out another one? And what if it's after the election? You know, and then you find out, oh, my ballot didn't get counted. I mean, there's so many different areas for this thing to go bad.
I agree. My grandmother votes by mail, and she's a Republican. In this last election, I guess she didn't sign her name correctly, and they actually put her ballot to the side, and she had to fill out all this other paperwork, and they compared the signatures before they would count it.
Yeah, provisional ballots.
They did notify her that says, hey, there was an issue with your signature, so you need to correct it. And they did give her plenty of time to correct it before this was in the primary.
All right, Richard. Well, listen, that's good information to know. We appreciate it. Here's what I think you should do. If you're a Republican and you have to vote by mail, if you just 100% have to vote by mail, here's what I would suggest. Fill out your ballot, vote for Donald Trump or whomever you want. You know, if you're a Republican, I assume you're probably going to vote that way. Put it in the envelope. And then before you mail it back, on the envelope, put like a Biden 2020 sticker or write Democrat for life or write, you know, Trump sucks or something like that. I guarantee it will get to where it needs to go. I guarantee that's a surefire way to make sure your ballot isn't quote unquote lost in the mail. 855-765-1045. I've said it before and I'll say it probably 5,000 more times between now and election day. It's not the job of the United States government or state governments to make it easier for you to vote. Voting is not a right. It's a responsibility. And as your responsibility, you need to, you know, figure out a way, whether you have to take off of work, whether you have to talk to your boss ahead of time, whether you have to find some child care, whether you have to do whatever it is. It's something that you should want to do and you should see as a duty. And duties are not always easy. You know, a duty that you have to the United States of America is not always something that is easy to do. Paying taxes, that's your duty. And a lot of people don't want to stroke that check. They don't like to see the money coming out of their bank account every single week or every 2 weeks, however often they get paid. But it's your duty, and it shouldn't be easy. Being part of an electoral process, a process that is so important that it chooses not just the president of the United States of America, but literally the most powerful person in the entire world. That is not something that we should make easier for people. Because when you make it easier, you make it easier to taint. You make it easier to defraud the system. If anything, we need to make voting for president harder than it is, not easier. 855-765-1045. All right, What the Bleep coming up next. We need two contestants on the line for What the Bleep. We have no prizes, but, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun. So get on the horn, 855-765-1045. We'll do it next on the Markay Show.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
This This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. Star star 1045 is a way that you can get in touch with us if you want to get in touch with us. It's for the, you know, if you have a cell phone and you don't want to dial all those numbers, star star 1045 is the easy way to do it. You can also dial 855-765-1045, and you're going to want to call in right now because we have something very special planned. It's something we like to call What the Bleep. Yay! That was good. And What the Bleep, basically, here's what happens. We get a couple people on the phone, and we play for them clips, news clips, things that have been happening over the past week, things that have, interviews with celebrities in the world of politics and news and media, and we bleep out one word. We just bleep out one word, and they have to figure out what word it is we bleeped out. If they get it right, they get a point. Whoever gets the most points at the end of the game wins what today, Hannah? That's right. Nothing.
I was reading your chat. I'm sorry.
No, that's exactly right. They win nothing. And it's just because
our
office is still technically closed, so we won't be able to send you out anything. But we're working on that. I think we have some things in the works. In the meantime, Lori's in Michigan. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, Mark. How are you? I'm great.
Oh, great. We're doing really well, too. Are you ready to play some What the Bleep?
I am.
Perfect. You're going to be playing against Robbie today, and Robbie is in California. Robbie, what part of California are you in?
Fresno, California.
Oh, Fresno. All right. Robbie, say hi to Laurie. Laurie, say hi to Robbie.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Laurie.
Perfect.
How you doing?
Okay, look, stop hitting on her. Just say hello and we'll move on. All right, here we go, folks. Do you guys both understand the rules? You know the concept, and you understand how to play?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Lori, we're going to start with you. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, listen carefully. This is Joe Biden the other day speaking to Governor Wolf from Pennsylvania. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
And that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Look at my.
I'd like to say something different, but it was record.
But it was record? Are you sure?
I think so.
All right, let's
and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Look at my record.
Yeah, see, that time I heard beat.
That time you heard what?
Beat.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
That is not what I heard.
It was beat.
It was beat. Very good, Laurie. You are beating Robbie right now. But, Robbie, that's okay. You have a chance to come back. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Listen carefully, Robbie. This is Anderson Cooper the other day on Anderson Cooper 360. Please tell us what the bleep.
It's asking people to cover their in public isn't or shouldn't even be up for discussion.
What do you think?
Faces.
Asking them to cover their faces.
It's asking people to cover their faces in public isn't or shouldn't even be up for discussion.
Wow, you guys are really good. You're way better at this game than the people last week. They were horrible. and then they tried to blame us. They were like, oh, it's too hard. I was like, whatever. All right, Laurie, here you go. You ready for your next one?
Yes.
This is Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. Just, you know, complaining about something Trumpish. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
When you think about the absolute minimum that you might expect a minimally competent federal government to handle in a crisis like this, right? Something that you might expect even a feeble, weak, tone-deaf, incompetent, science-ignorant administration to be able to handle.
Well, that was a long one. I probably should have shortened that one.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Any idea? What did she say there?
A human. I don't know.
Here, listen to just that one part one more time. Here we go.
Something that you might expect even a feeble, weak, tone-deaf, incompetent, science-ignorant administration to be able to handle.
Yeah, what do you think?
Jeez, I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm going to say human. I don't know.
You're going to say human. All right, well, let's take a listen.
Something that you might expect even a feeble, feckless,
tone-deaf,
incompetent, science-ignorant administration to be able to handle.
All right, well, now that was a hard one.
It was.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Still tied up, 1-1. Robbie, are you ready for your next one?
Yes, I am.
All right, this is Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, and she's discussing something probably negative about the president as well. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
Joe Biden there striking the rawest of Trump nerves, calling him a f***, and he has certainly filled in that narrative.
What?
Listen, hold on, we got to play that one again. Listen carefully, here it is one more time.
Joe Biden there striking the rawest of Trump nerves, calling him a f***. And he has certainly filled in that narrative.
Of course he has. What do you think, Robbie?
Oh, man, these are so funny. I think he said a freak.
Calling him a freak.
Joe Biden there striking the rawest of Trump nerves, calling him a fool.
Oh,
and he has certainly filled in that narrative.
Yeah, a fool. Not a freak, a fool. But that was very close. That was very close. All right, we're still tied up 1-1. We go back to you, Lori. This is a BBC reporter talking about something.
SpaceX.
Something. Oh, talking about the SpaceX launch.
That's right.
Oh, got it. Listen carefully. Tell us what the bleep.
It's achieved a lot since it began in 2002. But its ultimate goal is to get humans on other planets.
that's a little tough because of the accent. Let me play it for you. Let me play it for you one more time.
It's achieved a lot since it began in 2002. But its ultimate goal is to get humans on other planets.
What do you think?
Living.
Living?
Yeah.
It's achieved a lot since it began in 2002. But its ultimate goal is to get humans living on other planets.
Wow. Nicely done. That was really good. All right, you pull ahead. Laurie, 2 points. Robbie, 1 point. Robbie, you can tie it up with this one. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. This is Lou Dobbs. This is Lou Dobbs on, what's he on, Fox News?
Fox Business.
Fox Business. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
Congressman Jim Jordan joining us tonight. Congressman Jordan is a f***ing member of the House Oversight Committee.
What do you think, Robbie?
I think he said he's a ranking member.
You think he said he's a ranking member?
Yeah.
All right, let's
Congressman
see.
Jim Jordan joining us tonight. Congressman Jordan is a ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. Also a member of the House Judiciary Committee.
Look at that. That's 2-2. And unfortunately, we are all out of bleeps, which means we have a tie game, which means both of you win absolutely nothing today.
Right. Congratulations.
Can we ship nothing all the way to California?
Yeah, look at that. We're gonna get you nothing out there in Michigan, and we're going to get you even more nothing out there in California. Congratulations to both of you. And
if they check their mailboxes, it's already waiting for them right now.
Instant delivery. Look at that. That was good. That was a good round of What the Bleep. Listen, we're going to take one more quick break. We have a bunch of people, Lonnie, JC, Steve, Wayne, whoever else is trying to get in here. We got one more chance for you to say what your piece. It's the Mark Kay Show. More on the way. Stay tuned to 104.5 WOKV. Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We really, really appreciate it. Man, there's been a lot of issues up in the air. Did he say beat Joe Biden? Did he say beat Joe Biden? Did he fart live during an interview?
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So.
Yeah, or I think that's probably, that sounds like gas. 855-765-1045. Lonnie's in Brunswick, Georgia. Hey, Lonnie, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Mark. How are you doing today?
Doing really well, man. Doing really well. What do you want to say today, sir?
Hey, man, I just wanted to tell you, long-time listener, first-time caller. Really appreciate your show, man. I'm informed, I'm entertained, and I just want to say I don't speak for myself when I say we just appreciate you putting the truth out there, man.
Oh, well, Lonnie, I appreciate it, too, and I appreciate you calling in, and thanks so much for enjoying the show. I'm glad that you finally took the time to call. You know, we only give out the number 5,000 times a day.
Yes, sir.
But we appreciate that. We really do. And we have a lot of fun here, too, and we're glad to hear that other people are enjoying it as well. And don't forget, if you ever miss a show or if you want to hear a show again, we have a podcast page up at WOKV.com. You can hear our podcasts. We're on the Apple Store or the podcast app, all that stuff. We're on Google Play. You can go to Facebook. You can. Why do you have a mask on?
I was getting ready.
Getting ready for what? Are you doing surgery or something?
No, I keep on forgetting to wear it in the hall, and it's going to be the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, you
got to
wear it in the hall. What were you going to say? You looked like you were going to chime in.
I was going to say all the podcast platforms.
Yeah, all the podcast platforms. Facebook, people, go back. You can watch this entire broadcast. YouTube, they live forever or until YouTube decides that they're too controversial because they're conservative and rips them down. You know, Twitter, we're pretty much everywhere. We try to be. And like I said, we're glad that we're getting a positive response. We did have a really exciting announcement that we were going to make today, but, you know, corporate got involved, so now we have to push it back till next week.
So you don't need that time off in 9 months from now anymore?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I blame corporate. So, but no, we had an opportunity to expand the show a little bit more, do something a little different, something we've never done before. We thought it was going to be ready to go today, not going to be ready today, so we're going to hopefully bring you that announcement next week. However, I've worked for this company a long time, and I understand how they work. So I'm guessing probably mid-July or so, we'll be able to bring
you. I'd say at least August.
We'll be able to bring you that news, yeah. Okay, that why do you have the mask on now? I just
don't want to forget it.
Because you have to wear it in the hallway?
Yeah.
Do you have to wear a mask in the hallway, too?
It's recommended. So, yes,
to.
I do.
Do I have to wear a mask?
It's recommended, so you should.
I must have missed that. Why the hallway? Because there's nobody in the hallway.
I have no idea. I think it's dumb.
You breathe on, like, doorknobs and coffee holders.
Why are you breathing on doorknobs?
You got to see, like, clean a little bit, right?
So just a little scuff there.
I got to get
polishing the doorknobs.
Yeah, I got to get rid of my fingerprints. I can't have people knowing where I'm going.
You don't want
people,
right? You don't want them dusting. Was Josh here? 855-765-1045. Listen, all right, so we're going to put on our masks and duck out of here. But before we do, couple things you need to realize. We will be watching very closely for Donald Trump to be making this executive order, this announcement today, the one that he teased on Twitter. This will be a big day for social media and fairness. I'm just glad he didn't make the announcement during our show because we would have totally been preempted. But that's going to come out later today. Also, tomorrow, we have Fake News Friday, which is one of our favorite days. More chances for you to win nothing and have a really good time doing it. if there's ever breaking news, is Lenny Curry speaking today or did he already speak?
He already spoke. He spoke at 9 a.m.?
What about the governor? Is he planning to speak today?
I haven't heard.
If any breaking news ever happens, just know we are
Mark will text you.
I'll text you. I'll hear it. Here's my number. Just text me and I'll let you know the breaking news. The best thing to do is download our mobile app, though, and turn on the notifications because you'll get a notification if someone goes live, if the governor's speaking, if they open up the pools, if they've scrubbed the launch of SpaceX. Whatever happens, we'll let you know with that mobile app. So definitely take some time. Go to your app store, 104.5 WOKV, and download it. JC in Jefferson, Georgia. How you doing, JC?
Doing good. How about yourself? My question to you was, when is Donald Trump going to build that wall?
When is Donald Trump going to do what?
Build that wall. That wall. Built.
Oh, when's he going to build the wall?
Yes.
I think he's actually going to hire somebody else to do it. I don't know that he's actually going to do it. But they've actually, there's $1.4 billion has just been awarded as a contract to a company to build the wall. Look, things take time, especially when you're the president. And if you think Donald Trump is slowly building the wall, or if you don't think he's going to build the wall, I'll let you know one thing. I know that Joe Biden, he's not only going to not build a wall, he's going to probably tear down whatever wall we have there now. 855-765-1045. Jim in St. Mary's. How are you, Jim?
Hey, not too bad, Mark. Listen, a lot of us carriers out here listen to your radio station every day and get a lot of good information from it. Although sometimes we get a little disappointed when you take a slam on us. You made a comment about, 50% of, you had a 50-50 chance if you put your letter in the mailbox, it's going to get lost. I can tell you, Mark, that is not, that's fake news. That with the technology that we have today, that mail is only in our hand for about maybe 2 seconds at the most, and then go, and it's tracked from that point forward. That doesn't happen like that unless someone steals it out of your mailbox.
You know,
we have a 98% accuracy rate.
Jim, you're right.
In this area.
You're right. You know, I always get confused with 50-50. I always think of 50-50 as either it does or it doesn't. And you're right about that. That's not how percentages work. In fact, when we went to New York, my kids said to me when we went to New York, they said, Daddy, is it safe to cross the street? Will I get hit by a car? And I said, you have about a 50-50 chance. Meaning either you will or you won't. But again, then my wife explained that's not how it works. So you're right. And I mean nothing about you, Jim. I know that you are very accurate and precise in your job. Our mail carrier at the house is also really accurate and precise. It's just a way to say, look, if you really want to make sure that your ballot gets from point A to point B, walk to the voting place and just put it in there your darn self.
Well, I'm going to let Joe Biden beat himself then.
Okay. Jim, thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Listen, we got to get out of here. Traffic, weather, news. We got Rush Limbaugh. That's all on the way. So stay tuned to 104.5 WOKV.